Numbers, chapter 25. And Israel stayed in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredoms with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people to the sacrifices of their Elohim, and the people did eat and bowed down to their Elohim. And Israel joined himself to Baal Peor, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Israel. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Take all the heads of the people and hang them up in front of Yahweh against the sun, that the fierce anger of Yahweh may be turned away from Israel." And Moses said to the judges of Israel, "Slay you every one his men that were joined to Baal Peor." And behold, one of the children of Israel came forth and brought to his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses, and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, who were weeping in front of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. For this reason say, Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his Elohim, and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelite that was slain, even that was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zimri, the son of Salu, a prince of a chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianitish woman that was slain was Cosbi, the daughter of Zur. He was head over a people and of a chief house in Midian. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, with which they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor and in the matter of Cosbi, a daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of plague for Peor's sake. End of chapter 25.